The Team, 92.1 FM.
You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Lansing Sports Talk Leader.
Welcome back. It is The Drive with Jack on The Team, 92.1 FM. Today's show brought to you by Church Weibel, Lansing's premier personal injury attorneys for more than 63 years. When accountability counts, know your rights. Let Church Weibel protect them. I'm again joined by Graham Couch, Lansing State Journal, and he's going to be stepping out here for just a minute to have a brief conversation with Draymond Green. And that's a perfect time to bring in Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, renowned clinical psychologist, educational consultant, and the master of assessments. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, I'm in a great mood. Beautiful day. Just life is good. How does that sound for a good thing?
It does. And Michigan State in action this week against a Nebraska team that can't seem to get out of its own way, had five losses by 13 points, and then an unfathomable 10-point loss at Purdue. And what must the people in Lincoln be thinking? They have not had an empty seat in Memorial Stadium since November 2nd, 1962.
Well, I think they have to be utterly shocked. I was talking to the young John. And if you think about it, I mean, and we'll bring Michigan into this. Michigan last year was, what, 5-7? You had a Nebraska team with 9 wins. And you would really expect, you wouldn't expect this total reversal where Michigan's doing quite well with a new coach and Nebraska's really doing really very dismally with a new coach. And I know everyone says that Mike Riley's a nice fellow, and I bet he really is. However, with that said, boy, when you're 3-6, whatever, I mean, when you're that kind of a record at Nebraska, that really is astonishing to me. I never thought I would see it, but then I never expected the Rodriguez first year either. I mean, these things happen, but it is shocking, and I would think the Nebraska people are, you know, in shock. They're being asked to wait now. But I do feel when you've been winning 9 games a year, even if the last coach was temperamentally intolerable, how does that sound?
That's still a good description.
Still, I think it is very difficult, and I just hope that things work out. Because to me, a school like Nebraska, place like Northwestern, I just have good feelings for them. How does that sound?
That sounds good. And not only have you seen this before, John, you have lived through it. And we were talking yesterday about Mike Riley is 21st century Duffy Doherty. In his first season, he is 3-6. Duffy's final record in his debut season, coming off a Rose Bowl win in Biggie Munn's last game, Michigan State went 3-6, to the point that Biggie Munn wondered, what did I do by promoting this guy? And they're both two of the nicest guys you would want to meet, and completely different in temperament, as you suggest, from their predecessors. And there were a lot of people at Michigan State after the 1954 season that were wondering, well, so much for the 28-game winning streak. We'll never see this again. And 12 months later, there was Michigan State back in the Rose Bowl.
Well, I do really feel, though, Jack, that believe it or not, obviously there's the 65, 66, and there's some good years in there. I don't think Nebraska would be satisfied with a Duffy Doherty record over the years. That might surprise you. Because, you know, Duffy had a number of years that weren't that good.
Six losing seasons.
Yeah, we just tend to remember the colossal years and games that he won. But I really think in Nebraska, you really expect where they are, they're the only program in the state, really, you know, that really is big time, except maybe for Nebraska, Omaha's hockey program, that you really it's kind of shocking, and I'll be very curious what patience they have with the athletic director and the coach. This is kind of a scary direction, and I think when you talk to Lee, you could see, you know, from the Omaha Star that he was kind of shell-shocked, too. So I don't know what they're going to do, but I must admit, even though the games have been very, very close, it is still, I'm going to use the word shocking. How does that sound?
Yeah.
A shocking thing.
Yeah. You know, I think you make a very good point, John, but there's something about a culture in a community. And Columbus is not Lincoln. And there's something about Nebraska that just reflects back about three decades. And I think that, obviously, every fan base wants to win. Bo Pelini wasn't fired because he won nine games. He was fired because he was a complete and total jerk who kept making disparaging remarks about the fan base. And he had some other problems with the administration and didn't represent the way Nebraskans view themselves. I think if you look at the Brooke Boehringer situation, he was the prototypical yep. Nebraskan. And that's the reason that he's the one who's outside the stadium in the statue, not Tommy Frazier, who was ranked as the third best quarterback in college football history in the recent poll. But there's Brooke Boehringer, and he's the one they look to because he represented. He was what Nebraskans saw in themselves.
Well, you know, Jack, you've always said you're a realist. You're sounding like an idealist. I think if he loses to Michigan State and Iowa, that is really – it's going to be an incredibly hard year for Nebraskans, if you will. Yeah. And I'll be curious to see what they do. And I wish
I think
everybody,
they're going to fire the athletic director.
I wish everybody, really good luck. But Nebraska is a team. You'd expect them to be winning 8-9 games a year just because they're Nebraska. We've talked about your trained chimpanzee. Well, he's way off the course with his big red outfit. So I just feel that's a tough situation. I wouldn't want to be at this time a fan, the athletic director, the coach. I just think that's a tough thing. What I hope is that they don't get their colossal win this weekend, because this really would be a giant win for Nebraska to beat, Michigan State. And if you think of it, it's a night game. It's in Nebraska. They're wounded, and in we come. I mean, these are big time, big stage, just like the Michigan State game. But this group is a very wounded group. So this could be a very, very difficult game. The thing I've always liked about D'Antonio, he seems to always have the temperature just right for the attitude of the players.
Well,
but
it seems like it
tough.
Now, but it didn't seem like it in 2009 when he went 6-7 and people wanted to fire his defensive coordinator. And it didn't seem like it in 2012 when people kept complaining about the quarterback situation and the 66 drops. That was 3 years ago, Graham.
Well, no, absolutely. And, the thing that you're talking about Nebraska that I think is hard to come to grips with, and I think it's for a lot of the teams of that era, is the game has changed so much on all of them. If I'm Nebraska, what you need to do is you need to look north, and this is hard to do. If you're Nebraska football, think where you were in 1990 compared to Wisconsin. But you need to look to Wisconsin, and that needs to be the model. You need to go get some corn-fed boys up front, run the football, get the athletes you can, And you can win 9-10 games a year. The problem is what you fired Frank Solich for is what you need to become.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard thing to swallow, I think, for them. But the world has changed. They'll never be in that location what they once were, unless they decide they're going to pay for somebody like a Nick Saban, that caliber person, and they're going to go spend $7-8 million a year on a head coach.
Well, I only agree with you. And really, being a Wisconsin is really not bad at all. I mean, if you want to look at it. And I think so. My feeling is, I think Nebraska, based on where they are, and obviously they could have a year where they win it all, even with an 8-9, type of a normal winning year. But I do feel they do need to really retake a look at what they've done. And remember, I believe that isn't Mike 61 years old? And I'm not trying to make that old, because he's certainly younger than I am. But I'm not quite sure that's normally how you rebuild a program like Nebraska. To me, it's just a very surprising hire. But I agree with you, Graham. I think they really do need to use Wisconsin as a model. And really, I think Iowa has had some off years, but they're doing that this year. So, and I think that I don't know if they'll be able to do it at Purdue, but they're trying to do that down there also.
Iowa is not the model. I mean, Nebraska this year, even having the year they are, is still a better program than Iowa. And Iowa has had its up years, and I'm amazed that they keep coming back, because every time I think Ferentz is done, they keep coming back. But nobody in college football is a worse offensive mind than that staff at Iowa. And nobody would get fired faster at a school that couldn't recruit athletes. If Kirk Ferentz coached in the Mid-American Conference.
I could not disagree with you more. I'm going to tell you why. Yeah,
okay.
Because he's had two losing seasons in the last 15 years, because he's had four teams finish in the top eight, because he's won six bowl games, including a win over Nick Saban. And to do it in Iowa City is about like, it's not even as easy as trying to do it in Lincoln, which is very, very difficult.
Okay. And
listen to Jerry DiNardo. He was on last week. He was talking about the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
And reaching your potential. Iowa has more often, well, I don't say more often than not, but several times this century exceeded all rational expectations.
Totally agree. And I think he's a very good football coach on a number of levels. What I don't have any sort of sympathy for, though, is when you are not completely a have, when you are somewhere beneath the top have level, you have to have offensive ingenuity to counter that. And that is what the best...
Frank Solich had no offensive ingenuity. That's why he got fired, because he ran the football and he had... That's exactly what you said that they should try to be, right? That's what Nebraska should try to be now?
They should try and be Wisconsin.
Same thing.
It is. But
Iowa and Wisconsin's offensive philosophy, not much different.
Well, they've had better parts, better players.
Wisconsin's had better linemen.
Yeah. Right. And it was, you know, Iowa ought to be able to get the linemen Wisconsin's had. And if you
Wisconsin goes into Chicago and gets some linemen, and you know, we can nitpick about which team of those gets better personnel. But I would think that what John says with Wisconsin, Nebraska, Iowa, all three of those teams suffer from the same situation. None of them are near a major population base that they can draw from. None of them put out athletes with a tremendous physical skill set, maybe Wisconsin the most.
Yeah, I was 3 hours from Chicago. It's near Des Moines. I mean, Iowa's got a little more than – I think Nebraska's in a tougher spot than Iowa. I think Ferentz has done a heck of a job in a lot of ways there, and I'm stunned that he keeps coming back, because he does one of the hardest things I've been told by coaches to do is when you lose it, get it back. And he's done it a couple times.
He also has more wins over Mark D'Antonio than any other coach.
I'm not saying he's not a decent coach. I've also watched him lose games to teams he had more talent than, that he ought to beat, because he didn't have the right offensive mind. Too often he has had the 2012 Michigan State offense.
Could that happen once or twice?
Six times in your career.
I mean, well, actually, could both of you be right? I mean, I think that Graham's point is they could do more with what they've had, and Jack is marveling what they have done. And you could argue maybe that a little more imagination, call it what you will, would be helpful to Iowa. One argument I would make, though, I think due to Nebraska's huge history, it just seems that is hard for me to forget. And I know we live right. in 3-4 years. Iowa really hasn't had that. In Nebraska, I mean, if they can go within a 500-mile radius, aiming east, they may not be able to go into Texas much, but they can get into Chicago, if they can get into
St. Louis, get into all that talent.
If they can get into those areas, because, you know, back on poor Pelini, you know, forgetting his personality, he did win 9 games all the time. He just lost some horrible games to really good teams.
It wasn't
actually
even about the games, John.
It was about who he was. I understand that. It was like
Rich Rodriguez at Michigan. If he had won 11 games, they would have been asking for 12, and as soon as he had a bad year, they would have wanted his butt out.
Well, he wasn't a Michigan guy. Without even using bad words, wherever you began the sentence, you always ended that with Pelini, when people that knew him talked about him. So, yes, I think that is true. But you
make a great point, because Nebraska, believe it or not, has won 6 national championships since Michigan State won its last share of a title.
Well, and I think things have changed to some degree, but I still believe if you have the right coach, you have the right mentality with that fan base, and it just seems that that's a great place to recruit. I think Iowa, I love Iowa. It's a beautiful campus, been there for some games. I just feel that there's just something about the Nebraskan that their history. Now, mm-hmm. I know we live in the present, and I've also said that Michigan's history, we talk about that too. But again, I think that hopefully they will will come back, and I'm very happy for Iowa this year, even if they don't play a lot of better Big Ten teams on the way to Indianapolis. But it's a fun year, exciting year, and we just want to win this week. But I think this will be maybe a little tougher task than everybody seems to think it's going to be.
So do you think that with looking ahead 3 weeks, I know that Mark D'Antonio, the players say they're only concerned with one game. That's what you have to say. Is that hard to do, knowing that everyone is looking ahead to November 21st?
You know, I actually think that this is an easy game to get up for. I mean, I think it's a night game, national TV. You're playing Nebraska. You know you have a incredibly proud community and team, and they have really just had a horrible year based on some real close games and the last week's fiasco, that I think this would be a hard game not to be up for, what? Even though it could happen. I'm more worried about them really being up than I am Michigan State
reasons.
Not being ready.
If you're Michigan State, one, you can empathize with Nebraska a little bit from a few years ago. But the other thing is, I think if you're Michigan State, you've been in some real battles with these guys that you've lost, and you respect them. There's no looking ahead. I think the challenge looking ahead will be if they get through Nebraska with Maryland coming to town.
Yes.
The problem with looking ahead then is they can look ahead, start Tyler O'Connor and play blindfold. They're still going to beat Maryland.
Right,
so it's not really a danger.
Exactly. And this will be the 10th time that an undefeated team has come to Lincoln in November. Only 10 times in history. Only 3 of them have left undefeated.
Were most of them Oklahoma?
Several of them were Oklahoma. I think 5 or 6 of them were Oklahoma based on the schedule, because they always played them the last game of the year.
This is going to be an interesting week. It really
Colorado
is.
Also, I think, a couple times.
Look, the offense needs to become, for them to do what they want to do, reach their highest goals, the offense needs to become prolific. And it appears they're going to have all their parts back. So they don't have to be prolific this week, but this needs to be the beginning of that. And the passing game has been that. And now, can you protect Connor Cook adequately, which they've done a better job of the last couple weeks? Can you run the football? And these are the things they need to answer. And if they do those two things, they protect Connor Cook and run the football with everything else they have going, they are going to win this football game.
All right, John. Hey, I'm going to see you Thursday evening, I believe, right?
Yes, we will. It's going to be fun.
Looking forward to it.
Okay,
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, the master of assessments. We'll be right back. Jack Ebling here with Graham Couch. 485-7925. That's the number to call. It's a Drive with Jack, the team, 92.1.